Hello and welcome to the Locked On Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. I am your host, Sean Woodley, and I'm so pleased to have you back for another day of competition. It's day three. By the end of today, we'll have 12 of our 16 Sweet 16 spots filled up. Very excited for today's matchups. We got some good rivalries. We got a pair of brothers competing today as well. Should be a great time. Just a refresher on the rules for each matchup. There's seven questions in honor of our dearly departed pasta and sauce salesman, Andrea Bargnani. At the end of seven questions, the contestant with the most points will be declared the winner and will advance to the next round of competition. The final question of each round is the battle round. It's the multi-answer question in which the opponent will answer. Each contestant will answer questions or give answers until... Give answers until every available answer has been given or one of them gets three strikes. Without further ado, let's meet our contestants for the opening matchup. First up, it's the one seed in the Andrea Bargnani bracket. Probably the one seed overall, really, because this dude lives and breathes this stuff for his job and has done so very well for a very long time. From TSN 1050, from TSN.ca, it's Josh Lewenberg. How's it going, man?
One seed, Sean. Like first overall pick Andrea Bargnani, I'm almost certainly going to let you down.
We'll see. I do think... So it's a 1 versus 16 matchup, but I don't think the 16 seed actually really fits the billing of a 16 seed. He just kind of happened to be the last guy to enter the bracket. It's Dennis Reynolds, brother of Dan Reynolds, who will be competing later on this, the editor of Raptors HQ. Probably more handsome than Dan, probably has more hair. How's it going, Dennis?
Very well, thanks. Definitely true on both of those accounts. And as a 16 seed, I'm hoping to summon some of the spirit of the 99 Knicks and go on a spirited run and take this whole thing from the bottom seed.
I believe in you. I've been hearing from Dan. He's been regaling me with your knowledge and your fandom. So I think this is going to be a very close matchup. Very excited to get it going. So yeah, once again, you guys are going to buzz in with your first names whenever you think you have the answer to a question. There will be a couple questions that have bonus points available, but you have to get the first part of the question right to be able to answer the second part to get the bonus question. I'll specify that before each question. There's a multiple choice question in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. The battle round question at the end as well is the one where you go back and forth. Whoever's leading at the time that question comes up will go first. If not, we'll flip a coin or whatever, and we'll decide who goes first from there. Any questions at all before we start?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Let's start off a little easy here. Last week I got some flack because my questions were too hard, so we'll start off a little easier. Question number one. Who holds the Raptors franchise records for assists in a single game, and for a bonus point, how many did that player have?
Josh. It's got to be Jose.
Do you have a last name?
Calderon.
I'm just messing with you. Yes, that's correct. Do you know how many he had in that game for a bonus point?
No, but I'll take a guess.
Sure.
If there's no harm in it.
Sure.
Let's say 17.
That is incorrect. His record, he is the record holder, but he had 19 two different times.
He had
19, both in wins, once on March 29, 2009, and then again on February 4th, 2011. I forget what teams they were against because I closed the basketball reference page. But it's a 1-0 lead for Josh to start here. Sorry, I just got to update my scoreboard so I'm not losing track. So after one question, Josh has the lead. A lot of people have been blanked on the first question so far, so that's a better start than most people have had. So good on you, Josh. Moving on to question number two. What is the Raptors' all-time record in Game 1 of a playoff series?
Dennis. I believe it's 0-8.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
Josh, would you like to try to steal?
The question, first game of the first round of the playoff series?
No, just Game 1 of a playoff series.
They've got two wins, if I'm not mistaken. And, I'm not going to get this. Two and 10?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is actually 1-12.
1-12.
The only game one they've won was against Philadelphia in the second round of 2001. And since then, they have lost 10 consecutive game ones.
Yeah, they have. Wow.
Very much looking forward to the number 11 on like August, April 18th or whatever it'll be this year. All right, so you guys both get shut out on question number two. Sorry, go ahead.
I said afternoon game mania.
Yeah, absolutely.
NBA TV.
I mean, there's no way, like, Bucks Heat is getting higher billing than a Raptors, like, Sixers series, right?
Oh, just watch.
All right, so through two questions, it's 1-0. We're going to move on to question number 3. All right. The 2008 trade that sent Roy Hibbert to the Pacers for Jermaine O'Neal on draft night was not the first instance in which the Raptors sent a first-round pick to Indiana in exchange for a veteran big man before the first rounder ever played a game for the team. What was the first instance of that happening? Josh.
Bender for Antonio Davis.
That is correct. Jonathan Bender was sent to the Indiana Pacers in 1999 at the draft. He was the 5th overall pick out of high school, and he was not very good. It was ended up being a pretty good trade for the Raptors. So congrats to Josh. You're moving up. You're 2-0 now after 3 questions. Dennis, you got to get your shit together here a little bit, but that's okay.
I'm hanging in.
All right, we're going to move on to question number 4. For what film did Vince Carter receive his lone acting credit on IMDb.com?
Josh. Like Mike?
Like Mike is the correct answer.
Oh, wow.
Of course, the 2002 classic featuring Lil Bow Wow, Morris Chestnut, that little kid who was also in Stuart Little, I think. Vince Carter is the highest billed NBA cameo in that movie. He's like kind of the antagonist, which is kind of cool. Unless you want to say the owner of the orphanage or the head boss of the orphanage is the antagonist. But let's go with Vince Carter. It was really weird seeing the Raptors be like featured in a Hollywood movie. Dennis, let's start with you. What are your original, I'm guessing you've seen Like Mike. What was your like memory of Like Mike when it came out?
I have not seen Like Mike.
What?
So I'm just going to say that the any commercial featuring Bow Wow is my big memory. See? That's not a classic. You're wielding the word classic a little too much, I think.
It's like a top 3 basketball movie, I think.
I don't know. That's generous.
I think most basketball movies are bad, so give me the ridiculousness of Like Mike. Dennis, you're lucky you don't have any points for me to dock from you because you haven't seen it. Josh, do you remember your first viewing of Like Mike?
I have no recollection of it other than to say it was better than Kazam? Was that the Shaquille O'Neal movie?
High praise.
It was better than Kazam.
I mean, it was the reason, it was like the progenitor of the song Basketball, which we've all heard a million times to this day. It's not a good song by any means, but it's a memorable song. And Dirk Nowitzki has a pretty good cameo in that as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, he walks up to little Calvin Cambridge, Lil Bow Wow's character, asks for a autograph for his niece, and he says, "What's your niece's name?" And he says, "Dirk." It was good. Anyway, moving on to question number 4. Apparently you guys don't like Mike as much as I do, and that's pretty disappointing. Maybe later in the show, when I ask the question again, people will have better experiences to regale me with. Anyway, question number 5. This one is going to involve a bonus point as well, so be on guard. Name any 2 players who lost to Vince Carter in the 2000 dunk contest, and you get a bonus if you can get all 5. But you have to name Dennis. 2 to get 1 point. Josh, I heard your name first.
2 players that lost to him?
Yes.
Tracy McGrady, yep. Steve Francis.
That is correct. Do you want to try to get all 5 for a bonus point?
Oh, man. I don't think I can do it. McGrady, Francis... Was Ricky Davis in that one?
Ricky Davis was in that one.
There's 2 more?
Yeah.
Shoot. They don't have that many in there anymore, do they?
No, it's usually just 4 now.
No, I'm not going to get this.
The other 2 were Larry Hughes and Raptors 905 head coach Jerry Stackhouse.
All right.
Yeah. So Josh gets 1 point for that. We will move on to question number 6. Josh with a commanding 3-0 lead, but don't worry, like you can gain a lot of ground back in the final round. There's been a few big comebacks over the last couple weeks here, so Dennis, by no means are you dead.
Don't I have 4 points, Sean?
What's that?
Pretty sure I have 4 points, no?
No, you have the you got the correct answer. You missed the Like Mike question, and you missed.
I got Like Mike.
Oh, that's right, you did. Never mind. Your dislike for the movie was clouding my judgment. Sorry for the...
Like the first-seeded Raptors, the referees are trying to knock points for me here.
There has already been some pretty shady refereeing stuff with this so far. Me not hearing people buzz in. Me not specifying the proper number of points for questions. It's been pretty... last week was fine. The first week was just riddled with controversy. So good to see we're back at it. All right, it's 4-0 then for Josh. Josh making good on his number one seed.
I get an extra point for catching that.
That's not how it works. Good luck, though. Yeah, this is an impressive performance so far. Let's go on to question number 6. The last question for Dennis to get on the board before the final question, the battle round question. All right. Dwayne Casey just earned his 300th career victory today with the win over the Hornets, by far the most in Raptors franchise history. How many other Raptors coaches earned at least 100 career wins with the club?
Dennis. I feel like the answer to that would be 2.
That is correct. You're on the board. Congratulations. Sam Mitchell got 153, and Lenny Wilkins had 113. Butch Carter only had like 73, which seems weird because it seemed like he was there for longer. But hey, I guess that's not correct. Jay Triano actually had more wins than Butch Carter somehow. That blows my mind. Anyway, good job, Dennis. You're on the board. It's 4-1 going into the final round. You have a fighter's chance here. So just to reiterate the rules for this, I will ask the question. Josh is going to go first because he's leading. You'll go back and forth with your answers until one person either has 3 strikes or there are no more answers left to give. And there are lots of answers for this one. There's actually 15 available answers for this question, so lots of ground here for Dennis to make up. You guys ready for it?
Do it.
Let's do it.
All right. 15 different NCAA schools have produced a Toronto Raptors first-round pick. Name those schools. Josh, you first.
North Carolina.
That is correct. Both Ed Davis and Anton Jameson were North Carolina picks. Vince Carter was not a Raptors pick, technically. But I didn't realize Jameson was until I looked it up today. Dennis, over to you.
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech is correct. Chris Bosch, of course, went to Georgia Tech.
Indiana.
Indiana's correct. OG Anunoby played a season and a bit there before getting hurt and was very good in that time. Dennis, over to you. It's 2-1 for Josh. No strikes for anybody.
USC.
USC is correct. That, of course, is where DeMar DeRozan went. Josh, back to you.
Utah.
Hell yeah. DeLon Wright, Jakob Poeltl, the Utes, the gang of Utes. Moving back over to Dennis now, it's 3-2 for Josh.
Brigham Young.
Yes.
Damn.
Shout
yes.
out to
Hafa. Yes, Hafa Arujo went to BYU. That is correct. Dennis, you're tied at 3-3 in this round now. Overall, it is 7-4. Josh, back to you. No strikes for anybody just yet.
Michigan State.
Michigan State is correct, of course, the alma mater of Morris Peterson. And back over to you, Dennis.
Florida
is incorrect. The Raptors have never had a player drafted out of Florida. That is your first strike, Dennis. Josh, it's back to you. You can extend your lead here. Need an answer.
Arizona.
Arizona is correct. Of course, the first Raptors draft pick, Damon Stoudemire, went to Arizona. One of many, many point guards to come out of there. It's 5-3 now in the battle round question. Back to you, Dennis. You have 1 strike.
If I say Italy, will that qualify me for a point?
No, the question specified NCAA schools, but I will not dock you for that. You still can give an answer if you'd like.
Let's see. I have no idea, so I'm just going to do a guess here. Wake Forest.
Wake Forest is incorrect.
Bummer.
Yeah. Apologies. By the way, I just caught a mistake by myself. It's actually 14 NCAA schools, not 15. Just to clarify. So we're going back over to Josh now. It's 5-3, 2 strikes for Dennis. There's 6 schools left on the board.
Washington.
Washington is correct. Of course, the school that the best player in Raptors history, Terrence Ross, went to. 6-3 for Josh. Dennis, you have to kind of win out here.
Again, I'm just going to punt this one. Duke.
Duke is incorrect. Raptors have never had a Dukie. And that is your third strike. Josh, you're going to win this. You've already clinched the victory, but you can dunk on Dennis if you'd like by rattling off a few more.
UCLA?
UCLA is incorrect. Do you still want to keep going, okay, or do you just want the answers?
No, I want the answers.
Okay. Yeah, the schools that were not named.
I'm not sure to support like the Raptors do.
The schools that were not named. New Mexico State, Pascal Siakam School. Georgetown, Roy Hibbert School. Charlie Villanueva went to UConn. Joey Graham went to Oklahoma State. Kareem Rush went to Missouri. And Marcus Camby went to UMass.
UMass, right.
Yeah. You guys got all the pretty easy ones, so I guess good on getting, like, taking care of business, I suppose. But I'm pretty upset no one got Kareem Rush from Missouri or Roy Hibbert from Georgetown. Either way, congratulations, Josh. You are moving on to the second round with a very convincing victory. What was the final score here? 10-3. I think that's the biggest blowout so far. So, Dennis, you really did play like a 16 seed. What do you have to say for yourself, Dennis?
Well, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I feel like when the Raps first made the playoffs and totally caved against the Knicks. So, you know, I feel like I'm living up to it.
Go back and dominate the Horizon League next season and see what you can do, I suppose.
If nothing else, Dennis, you can't be a worse ball player than your brother. So, exactly. at least you probably got that.
Have you guys both played basketball with Dan Reynolds before?
I have played with Dan Reynolds once, yes.
Can you describe Dan Reynolds' playing style?
He and Ryan Wohlstadt got into it. There was a bit of a skirmish.
Okay.
That has now become sort of infamous in the Raptors media circles. I actually thought, Dan took a lot of shots and missed a lot of shots, which upset the Waz. But I actually thought Dan was taking good shots. They were wide open. A shooter's got to shoot, so I don't fault him. But it got a little ugly.
I've heard that Dan's on-court demeanor is kind of like Chris Paul, and that he'll yell at his teammates without any sort of hesitation. Yeah.
He hasn't been welcome back since, mostly because of the feud with Waz.
Wow.
Dennis, do you have any other tales of Dan Reynolds' basketball career?
Just a lot of one-on-one driveway battles when we were kids.
Right.
And a lot of elbows. I'm just going to leave that there.
Did you guys ever have one of those shorter nets? Did you ever like videotape yourselves like dunking on a short net before?
Oh, no videotape, but okay. We definitely had a trampoline at one point.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right after the 0-1 dunk contest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty.
Fair enough. Congratulations, Jaws. That was a very impressive win. You're moving on to face the Cinderella story of this tournament so far. Last week, Lucas Han, who is the host of Locked On Clippers and doesn't watch the Raptors at all, ended up winning his matchup against a Raptors blogger, Mitch Robson. It was pretty unbelievable. So you're going to be up against that in the second round. It's a juggernaut, Josh Lewenberg, against just a beautiful Cinderella story in Lucas Han. So we'll see what happens next week. Dennis Reynolds, we'll see you next year or something, maybe, if I do this again. I might not do this again because, holy hell, managing the schedules of 32 people is not easy. But I'm glad I can get you guys both on for this one. Josh, any final words before we let you go here?
No, I'm good.
Oh, I was hoping for some swagger or some sort of shit talking, but
no, I'm not gonna. Like I said, I'm not the Raps. I'm not gonna run up the score with the best bench in the NBA. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna take my narrow victory and move on.
You really
against this Clippers, who's probably hustling us all. He's actually a closet Raptors fan.
No, it was very Slumdog Millionaire last week when he ended up winning, because like there was one question about Marcus Camby. He was a former Clipper, so he kind of knew about Marcus Camby.
Yeah.
There was one, he's like a salary cap expert, so there was one about Luke Ridenour that he got right just because that was a very salary cappy trade. It was pretty incredible, but I think you're going to be the heavy favorite going into the next round. Thank you guys so much for being on, and we'll be back with the second matchup of the day between Dennis's brother Dan Reynolds and a friend of the show Jake Goldsby in just a second. So stick around, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. Second matchup of the day after Josh Lewenberg just laid waste to the brother of one of the contestants in this matchup. And let's introduce him here. The first contestant in the second matchup of the day's action on the tournament. The number four seed in the Bargs region, a editor at Raptors HQ, guy with a beard. It's Dan Reynolds. How's it going, man?
All right, but I'm the manager of Raptors HQ.
I don't know the damn rules. What's the difference? I work for Raptors HQ, too. I should know the difference.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, though. But yeah, Dan is my superior in this one thing. He's my superior. And up against him today is the 13th seed in the Bargs region, an actor, a subpar Mario Power tennis player, a decent Mario Kart player. It's Jake Goldsby. How's it going?
Good. I'm glad that you had to differentiate Dan by saying he's a Raptors writer with a beard. Yeah. I feel like that's not doing a lot to let people know which one he is.
He's the less good one. That's not an insult to you, Dan. It's just an acknowledgement of the king, Blake Murphy.
All right, let's get to the questions.
All right. So, as I alluded to you guys over the course of the pre-interview chit-chat, and also as I've relayed to the listeners about 11 times now, 7 questions, 1 point for each question, unless I specify that there's multiple points available. You buzz in if you think you have the right answer with your first name. If you get it wrong, the other person can steal. The final round is the battle round question. Multiple answers. The person who's leading at the time will go first, and we'll go back and forth until someone has 3 strikes and the victory is clinched or all the different answers have been given, and we'll see who has the most points at the end. Any questions?
No.
No. Okay. Let's. I'm assuming Dan silence means no as well. Let's get into question. What?
Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you.
No. Can you not hear me anymore?
I can hear you now.
There's definitely some weird interference occasionally.
Yeah. Some. It feels like one of you guys is like dropping a phone or something at the time, or just like going under a bridge, perhaps.
Okay. This has happened before. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. You should be fine.
All right.
Just, okay, all right. Make
sorry,
sure
it went all janky over here for a second. That's okay. Why you started to stutter and then anyway, this has happened before and I feel like it might be me, but whatever. If you can hear me now, then carry on.
All right. This will definitely bode well. There is definitely going to be no controversy over missing someone buzzing in or not in this matchup, so that's good. All right, question number 1. Who holds the Raptors franchise record for assists in a single game? And for a bonus point, how many did that player have?
Daniel.
Dan.
I'm going to say, I had an idea in my head. Juan Dixon?
Juan Dixon is the incorrect answer. Not even close. Jake, you have a chance to steal.
Let's go super basic. Let's go Jose Calderon.
Jose Calderon is correct. And for a bonus point, how many did he have for the all-time record, Raptors record?
18?
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. He did 19 2 times. March 29th, 2009, and February 4th, 2011. The first time he did it, he had 22 points and 19 assists.
Watching Jose right now.
Oh, yeah. What's the score of that game right now?
118-92.
Oh, just the Celtics sucking is so beautiful.
Finding CeeDee Osman.
Color me shocked that the Celtics couldn't reach 100 points. Anyway, moving on to question number 2. Jake has the lead, and it's already looking like a potential upset for Dan. How did you guess Juan Dixon and not Jose Calderon?
All right, let's get to the next question.
I feel like Dan has something to do.
Yeah, sounds like it, but yeah. Whatever. This could be a banner day for Reynolds is losing. Question number 2. How many Eastern Conference teams have the Raptors not played in a playoff series?
Jake. Seven.
That is incorrect. The answer is only 4. They have not played Charlotte, Boston, Chicago, or Atlanta in a playoff series. They played everybody else.
I don't get to answer at all? Okay.
No, because Jake got it right. He buzzed in first. This is how trivia works, Dan.
I got it wrong, though.
You got it wrong. You said 7.
I got it totally wrong.
Oh, shit. Well, okay, scrap that question from the record. We're going to go to a different question. This is the new question number 2. Apologies for me being an idiot. Question two. What is the Raptors' all-time record in game one of a playoff series?
Daniel.
Dan.
It's all-time, it's 1-10.
That is incorrect. Jake, you have a chance to steal.
I'm trying to do math in my head and I'm bad at it. One in 11?
That's incorrect. They are 1-12. Their only game one win came against Philly in round 2 in 0-1, and they've lost 10 straight game ones since. Good times. Good times had by all.
7-8, 12-13. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, moving on to question number. Are you testing whether or not it's accurate? I know the answer is Dan.
Okay, I'm just counting them out.
Let's move on to the next question.
All right. So it's 1-0 Jake after two questions. Question number 3.
Got a barn burner.
It's I mean, you guys are well ahead of the pace of some people so far. Anyway. Question 3. The 2008 trade that sent Roy Hibbert to the Pacers for Jermaine O'Neal on draft night was not the first instance in which the Raptors sent a first-round pick to Indiana in exchange for a veteran big man before the first-rounder ever played in a game. Go ahead.
The answer is Jonathan Bender.
Well, that's half the answer.
Antonio Davis.
Yeah, you're correct. yeah, Jonathan Bender was sent to the Pacers for Antonio Davis in 1999. The end of the question was what was the first time that happened, that situation I laid out. So good job, Dan, jumping the gun. I don't think Jake would have gotten it anyway. Am I correct?
I would have got half of it. Okay. I wouldn't have gotten Spencer.
Okay,
fair enough. Crazy that trade happened. If that trade happened today, we would be killing the Raptors on Twitter all day.
Yeah, Jonathan Bender sucked ass, so...
Well, but at the time, it was like at the time, that was seen as a good trade. It's like, that's insane. They traded a first-round pick for, like, a 30-year-old undersized center. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Future all-star, though.
Damn right, future all-star. So. All right, after three questions, it is 1-1. I'm dumb. Question number 4. For what film did Vince Carter receive his lone acting credit on IMDb.com?
Jake. This is wrong, but Like Mike.
Like Mike is actually correct. the 2002 film, one of the best basketball movies of all time. He is the highest billed NBA cameo in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Career.
He's like the antagonist of that film.
I have not seen Like Mike.
The big game, like the big final game, comes against the Raptors and Vince Carter, which is super weird.
Oh, yes, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really weird, yeah.
Yeah. Dan, a film buff who knows all the classics like you, I figured you would have gotten that.
Oh, sorry. Like Mike is outside of my purview.
Disgusting.
Dan's too old for Like Mike.
No, I remember the movie. I was working at a video store when it came out, so I saw it all the time on a commercial. Anyway,
all right, moving on to question number 5. It is 2-1 for Jake. This is a multiple choice question. If you answer it before I start reading off the answers, you will get 2 points. If you wait until I start reading the answers, you will get 1 point if you get it right. Against which NBA team do the Raptors have the highest all-time winning percentage? A, the Chicago Bulls. B, the LA Clippers. C, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Or D, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Daniel.
Dan.
I'm going to say B, the Clippers.
B, the Clippers is incorrect.
Ooh.
Jake, you have a chance to steal.
I'm going to say D, the Bucks.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is the Timberwolves. The Raptors are 29-15 all-time against the Wolves for a 6.59 win percentage. The only other team that the Raptors have a win percentage that high against is, I forget, I don't have the thing in front of me, the Clippers, actually. They're 25-18 against. The Bulls, they're 36-48, of course, and the Bucks, they're 37-47 against, which surprised the hell out of me, because they've owned the Bucks for the last little while. So no one gets points on that question. We're moving on to question number 6. 2-1 for Jake after 5 questions. And here we go. Dwayne Casey earned his 300th career victory today, by far the most in franchise history. How many other Raptors coaches earned at least 100 wins with the club?
Daniel.
Dan.
Lenny Wilkins, that's one. Sam Mitchell, two, and that's probably it, two.
That is correct. Sam Mitchell and Lenny Wilkins are both correct. Mitchell at 153, Wilkins 113. The next highest was Jay Triano with 87, and Butch Carter had 73. Those were the possible answers, I think. And
Kevin O'Neill didn't make the cut, really.
He did not. His startling 33-win season did not make it.
Uh-huh.
All right, moving on to the battle round question. Are you guys ready for this?
Sure.
So again, it's 2-2. There's lots of points up for grabs here. And there's 10 available answers for this question. Because it's tied, I have to do my ceremonial. I have a package of Juicy Fruit in front of me, unopened. The structural integrity is intact. The front side says Juicy Fruit. The back side has nutritional information.
Are they paying you for this?
No, they're not. It was just on my desk. And I don't have a coin, and I've used it for the last two toss-ups, so why not keep the trend going? Jake, I will let you call it in the air. Juicy Fruit side or nutritional facts to go first in the final round. It is in the air now.
Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit is correct.
Hey.
So you're going to go first, and here we go with the question. Again, 10 available answers. In order to determine what its nickname would be, the Expansion Toronto franchise held a nationwide team naming contest in the early 90s. After more than 2,000 entries were submitted, the list of possibilities was narrowed down to a group of 11 finalists. Aside from the Raptors, which eventually won thanks in no small part to the acting chops of Sam Neill and Laura Dern, what were the other 10 nickname finalists in the fan vote? Jake, you are first.
Dragons.
Dragons is correct. Dan, over to you.
Huskies.
Huskies is incorrect.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So that's your first strike. Jake, it's over to you.
The only one I remember is Dragons. I don't know. Towers?
Towers is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's 2-0, Jake. Dan, over to you. You have one strike.
I was going to say Towers. Tarantulas? I can't remember.
Tarantulas is correct. Thank God they did not call them the Tarantulas.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's why people are like making fun of the Raptors' name. I'm like, I don't know if they had that many other better options. But anyway.
Could have been worse. Jake, over to you. It's 2-1 now for you. Dan has one strike.
I don't fucking know. Smokes.
That is incorrect. That would have been a decent name. That would have been better than like 80% of the names on this list.
it's the big smoke, you know? Yeah.
So that's your first strike. Dan, back to you. A chance to tie it up.
There are 10 other ones. Jesus, I feel like there should be something we should know.
Did you say Terriers?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. Seriously?
Yeah. So it's 2-2. You both had three guesses, and you both have one strike. Jake, it's back to you.
I guess let's stick with the alliteration theme. I'm going to go with Tigers.
Tigers is incorrect.
Ah.
So that's your second strike. Dan, it's back to you.
There was some like really shit, I don't know, man. So I'm trying to think of some other dog thing or something, but no. Some sort of a Hogtown thing.
Need an answer.
Snowbirds. I don't know.
Snowbirds is incorrect. You're both at two strikes. Jake, over to you.
I feel like if it was now, it would be the Toronto Raccoons, but I don't think that was it. if that is one of them, I'm going to be really mad. That's not my guess. the Subways.
That is incorrect. That is your third strike. Dan, it's going to go over to you. You're sitting on two strikes. If you get this correct, you win. If you get it wrong, there will be a sudden death question.
Dead and death question. Well, since the Huskies was not one, pterodactyls? No.
Need an answer.
Trains? I don't know. Shit, man.
The trains is incorrect. I hope neither of you ever work in a branding company firm.
Oh, no. What are the other answers?
The other answers are the beavers.
Of course.
The bobcats.
So stupid.
Really?
The grizzlies.
Well, that doesn't make any sense either.
Yeah. you guys got towers, terriers, and tarantulas. The T-Rex.
Oh, right. I knew those were the dinosaur
ones. Yeah. The hogs.
That's right, I said hot.
And the scorpions.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys vote? Were you guys both like at the age where you could vote for this?
I did. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if I actually voted, but I remember seeing the list in the Toronto Star.
Right.
And the reason I knew my first answer was because I absolutely wanted them to be the Toronto Dragons.
Right. Dan?
I remember I was too out to lunch. I remember getting a Raptors hat, and it was just like, oh, cool, there's a Raptors team coming. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
Fair enough.
Because I'm than all of you guys at the time. I don't really understand why that happened, but anyway.
Well, we're going to move on to the sudden death question. I hope you guys get this one, because I think I'm out of available questions after this. all right. Here we go. Sudden death question. Whoever gets it correct will win. If not, we'll go on to a second question. How many threes did Terrence Ross hit when he scored 51 points against the Clippers on January 25th? Jake, did you just call in?
Yeah. I said fuck you and I said my name.
Okay, what'd you get?
Six.
That is incorrect. Dan, you have a chance to steal. How many threes did Terrence Ross hit in his 51-point game?
Wasn't it 11?
That is also incorrect. We are going to move on to...
Oh, God damn.
Another question.
How many was it?
It was 9.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Terrence Ross just bothering me beyond the grave.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Next question.
Okay. This one is a little different because you have to give two answers, but you'll see why. All right. Name any two players who lost to Vince Carter in the 2000 dunk contest.
Jake. Tracy McGrady.
Yep.
And Steve Francis.
That is correct.
You're all right. Good for Jake.
Jake.
Good for me. Oh, that means I have to do this again.
Yeah, sorry.
Good luck, buddy.
Jake, congratulations. Really rough day for the Reynoldses. Your parents should be disappointed in both you and Dennis, yeah, Dan. What do you have to say for yourself?
They're crushed, I can assure you. All right, well, it's been fun.
Yeah. Go do whatever the thing it is that you've been rushing through this to go do, Dan.
Dinner is what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, go enjoy your dinner. Jake, congratulations. You're moving on. Who are you playing in the next round? You're moving on to face the winner of a couple of Johns who you don't know in the second round. So that'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Cool.
And, yeah, so... Congrats. I'm very glad you guys are so into this.
I feel like it's okay for me to not be into it, but like isn't this for Reynolds' site?
No, this is for
John's site.
This is for the competition actually. But
it's for Locked On, okay.
Yeah. But I appreciate it either way, you guys coming on against your will. Congrats again to Jake. We're gonna be back in just a second with our third matchup of the day. And keep this thing rolling. Hey guys, you know me, guy who records podcasts and adheres to the highest standards of audio quality and precision. You know I'm stupid and don't really do any of those things very well. I forgot to press record on the third matchup of today's tournament, day of action, or whatever the hell we're calling this. I'm very mad about it. It was a great matchup. Zach Werden and Joseph Agtarap went at it. It was a 10-8 finish. Joseph ended up beating Zach in a really spirited final round. The battle round question was excellent. I asked the the 2011-12 Raptors roster. They had to name all the players. They got 15 of 18 guys on what was a god-awful roster. It was really great. Unfortunately, I forgot to press record. Joseph's still going to move through, though. I wasn't going to re-record just because that would kind of compromise the integrity of the matchup. Joseph's going to go through. He'll be on next week. Zach is actually writing now for Lockdown Raptors, so he'll be on the podcast at some point anyway, so I feel less bad about his part getting cut out. We'll get Joseph back next week. And ultimately, the audio quality on this one wasn't amazing, so maybe it was a sign from the podcast gods that we didn't really need to put it on the air. Either way, sorry about that. Joseph ended up winning. It was a great matchup. I'm going to reuse some of the questions I used for that one in the final matchup between John and Dave, and I'll get to that right now. Once again, very sorry I forgot to press record, and hope you enjoy the end of this podcast and congratulate Joseph on moving on through to the next round. And here we go. Without further ado, matchup number four of the day between John Godis and Dave Soriel. All right, welcome back to the final matchup of today's action in the Lockdown Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. Apologies for me being a stupid idiot and not recording the third matchup. Congratulations to Joseph Akhtarap for winning and moving on to the next round. And I definitely am recording this matchup, and let's introduce our contestants for the fourth matchup of the day. First up, it's the number 5 seed in the Bargs region, a writer for RaptorsHQ.com, a longtime regular on the Raptors HQ podcast, and recently guest on this podcast as well. It's John Godis. How's it going, man?
I'm real good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm really excited to see how your skill at the game we used to play on the HQ podcast translate to this, because if it does, you're in trouble.
They say that you should always worry about the 5 seed in March Madness. So we're just knocking me off a month early.
Well, so far 5 seeds are 1-0 in the tournament. There are only 2 of them, of course. Joe Wolfond handily won his matchup last week, so odds would say that you're going to lose here, but we'll see. Up against the number 12 seed.
Thanks, man.
I'm just calling it as it is. Up against the number 12 seed, a former winner of a round of that random Raptors game at a Hoop Talks live event. It's Dave Soriel. How's it going, man?
It's going good. One disadvantage I have is I had a few beers in me at the Hoop Talk, but not today. It's going to be doing it straight.
Yeah, that could go either way, I suppose.
True.
Yeah. So just to refresh you guys on the rules and refresh the listeners, although the listeners have heard it 12 times at this point, 11 times, I guess, because I didn't record the last time, but 7 questions. The first 6 questions are pretty standard trivia questions. They're worth 1 or 2 points. I'll specify before the question if it's worth 2 points. At the end of the 6 questions, I'll go to the battle round question. Whoever's leading at the time will go first. There's multiple available answers for that one. You guys will go back and forth until there are no more available answers, or one of you gets 3 strikes, or one of you clinches the victory. You buzz in using your first name, and that's about it. Any questions before we get going, guys?
No.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. Let's find a question here to tee you guys off. All right, number one. Question number one. Alonzo Mourning was not the first former All-Star to refuse to join the Raptors after being traded to the team in exchange for a star player. Who refused to report to the Raptors after being swapped by the Blazers for Damon Stoudemire in 1998?
Oh, I know this one too, because there was just like some tweet thing that happened with Dan Reynolds, and I don't remember the name of the person.
Does anybody have a buzz in?
It's not going to come to me, so this is Dave's if he wants it.
5.
You know, I know it's not right, but I don't know.
All right, not even going to venture a guess. That's fine. No one will get points for this one. The correct answer, of course, is Kenny Anderson.
Yes. See, I knew it was somebody who had someone else's name.
Yeah. what? Explain what that sentence just meant, John, because I don't...
No, what I mean to say is I was thinking of somebody, but it was such a common name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that I couldn't sort out from the other Andersons in my head.
Fair enough.
Sean, the Andersons got the tickets.
Sean, this might be the first round of the trivia competition where nobody actually scores a point.
It's come close a couple times already. So you guys are off to a start that many other people have already mirrored, so I wouldn't worry too much. But yeah, it's a pretty disappointing start for you guys. Kenny Anderson actually tweeted at me yesterday because I quote tweeted a tweet that he sent just randomly, had nothing to do, and I said, "Why didn't you come to Toronto?" And he replied to me saying, "It wasn't about basketball, my guy. I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what that means." I guess he really, really wanted ESPN, I suppose, which is not new, I guess. Anyway, after one question, you guys are both tied at zero. It's a barn burner already. Moving on to question number two. Make sure, again, you guys are buzzing in with your first names. The final game of the lockout-shortened 2011-12 season is often referred to as the Ben Uzo game, the game in which guard Ben Uzo recorded his first career triple-double, only to never play in another NBA game, while also sewering the Raptors' lottery odds in the process. Which other Raptor recorded his first and only career double-double in what was also his final NBA game that night?
Dion.
John, did you... I think that was Dave, actually.
I'm going to go with Luke Jackson.
That is incorrect. John, you have a chance to steal.
So it's 2011-2012?
Yes.
Oh, God. I was going to say somebody, and now I want to change my answer.
Well, you have to get your answer in.
Linus Klaza.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer is Solomon Alibi, who played in 40 minutes. He had 11 points and 19 rebounds along with 3 blocks. By far the best game of his career. And again, never played in the NBA after that that game. This season, actually, this roster is what we used for the battle round question in the now lost matchup between Zach and Joseph in the last round, or in the last segment. And they did an incredible job on the 2011-12 team. Gary Forbes was on that team. Jamal McGlure played for the Raptors that year. It was pretty dark. I'm not going to go through the whole roster because it's really sad, but thought I would just at least shout out how good Zach and Joseph were naming that roster. Either way, scoreless through two questions. It's riveting stuff. Let's move on to question number three. For what film did Vince Carter receive his lone acting credit on IMDb.com? For what film did Vince Carter receive his lone acting credit on IMDb.com? Five, four.
So it's like that three, Jeopardy round with the football.
Two.
we're killing it, John.
Oh, this is truly despicable. I don't know what to do. I might have to, like, make both of you lose and sub Zach in or something. Either
you,
way.
You invited
Sean,
me.
Sean, I'm a movie guy, and I have no clue of this.
Well, this is the most disappointing incorrect or not non-answer that you guys have given so far or not given so far. The correct answer, of course, is Like Mike. The little Bow Wow film in which he finds shoes and becomes an NBA player because they used to be Michael Jordan shoes or something magical or other like that. Morris Chestnut's in this movie, and Vince Carter is the highest billed NBA cameo. The big final game is against the Raptors. The LA Knights take on the Raptors. Vince Carter is the antagonist of this movie. He's featured as himself in a bunch of like wrestling things and other whatnots over the course of the years, but his only acting credit is for Like Mike in 2002. So good job, guys. You guys are killing it.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to move on to question number four. I feel like I should find an easy one here. This is the easiest one I got, I think. Question number four. Who holds the Raptors franchise record for assists in a single game? And you get a bonus point for how many that player had.
John.
Yes.
Alvin Williams, 21.
Both incorrect. Dave, you have a chance to steal.
TJ Ford.
Incorrect.
Can I steal back?
No, you can't. The correct answer is Jose Calderon with 19.
God damn it. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, with 19. Did it twice, actually.
19?
Yeah. Pretty wild stuff. One of those games, he had 22 points and 19 assists.
That's a good game.
That's a very, very good game. I haven't looked at... It's one of his higher scored basketball reference game score games. I don't know exactly where it ranks, but it's very good. Okay, guys. It's 0-0 through four questions. I guess we'll go to the next one, unless you guys want to quit now. No?
Somebody has to move on.
You would think. We might just be here.
You have to stay here long enough for us to get a question right, then one of us moves on.
Yeah, we might just be here in perpetuity. I'm not sure. Anyway, question number five. All right, question number five. Which two men are you have to get both answers to get this correct, the point for this one, by the way. Which two men are tied for the shortest tenure as the Raptors head coach in franchise history?
Tied.
Dave.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Neill and Mike Malone.
That is incorrect. John, you have a chance to steal.
It's Mike Malone and somebody, but I don't know the second name.
Are you going to give it back to me, Sean? I think it's the...
I am not. I can't give it back to you. You've already... do you have a guess, John, or no?
No.
So the correct answer, one of them is Kevin O'Neill. Of course, that
it's Brendan Malone, isn't it?
It is Brendan Malone. unfortunately, I cannot give you within the rules of the game. I cannot give you points for that. John, I don't know what you were doing, but that's I'm not here to judge your process.
I closed Chrome. I'm not doing anything.
Oh, I know you closed Chrome. There's no any sort of suspicion of cheating going on here. Okay.
I know I did a separate Raptors trivia contest 3 or 4 years ago where I could not name the highest franchise score. So you invited me to this, and this is what you get.
Hey, you didn't have to accept the invitation. There were plenty of others willing to join, but
sorry, folks.
It's okay. We'll see. Someone will get something at some point here. Question number six, the final question before we move on to the battle round. All right. The 2008 trade that sent Roy Hibbert to the Pacers for Jermaine O'Neal on draft night was not the first instance of the Raptors sending a first-round pick to Indiana in exchange for a veteran big man before the first rounder ever played a game for the team. What was the first instance of that happening?
That would have been the
Yes.
John.
Go ahead.
That would have been the Antonio Davis trade?
Yes, but I need the other player involved in that trade.
Going the other way?
Yes.
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one. And I need a buzzer. I haven't had need for the buzzer until this matchup, but hey, you learn something every day. The guy going the other way for the Raptors was Jonathan Bender, of course, drafted fifth overall out of high school. I believe they took him out of high school because they regretted not taking Kevin Garnett when he was available. They were going to do it, then didn't do it, and then they were like, oh, Jonathan Bender, he'll be Kevin Garnett, and then he was very much not.
I remember he was very injury prone. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. He was one of those guys who was always like kind of good in NBA Live, even though he never really did shit in real life. but yeah, he never played a game for the Raptors. Of course, he got traded for Antonio Davis, and Antonio Davis did some good stuff. So that's nice, I suppose. Anyway, this is unprecedented. This is the first scoreless matchup going into the battle round question. So everything is going to be riding on this final question. Are you guys ready to go to the battle round?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, because you guys are tied at zero, I need to flip a package of Juicy Fruit for who goes first. I don't know why this started. This isn't any sort of branding at all. There's just a package of Juicy Fruit sitting on my desk, and I don't have a coin. And also, it makes a better sound for the audio when I flip it. So, John, as the higher seed, I'll let you choose heads or tails. Heads will be the side that says Juicy Fruit. Tails will be the size that says nutritional facts. I will flip it, and I'll let you know when it's in the air, and you can say juicy fruit or nutritional facts. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. It is in the air.
Nutritional facts.
So...
It landed on its side.
It landed on its side. I'm going to take a picture of this just for the record. So I'm going to do it again. But that is,
that's a non-toss.
We're just breaking all sorts of new ground here. John, I'll let you choose again. That will be a non-toss. That's pretty amazing that it happened, though. Because it's pretty cool. Anyway, it's in the air.
Nutritional facts.
It is Juicy Fruit. So, Dave, you'll get to go first in the batter round question. I will read off the question, and then I'll throw to you for your first answer. We'll go back and forth. Three strikes available to everybody. If you get three strikes, you are done. And how it'll work is if someone's on three strikes, the other person's on two. If John's on two, Dave's on three because Dave's going first. John, if you get a third strike and you guys are tied after that, I'll explain it when we get to it. You guys might not get any points anyway, so we'll see. But there's a chance it could go sudden death if you guys get three strikes at the same time, essentially, or in the same number of guesses. Anyway, I'm exhausted. Let's get to the final question. 15 different NCAA schools have produced the Toronto Raptors' first-round draft pick. 15 different NCAA schools have produced a Toronto Raptors' first-round draft pick. Name those schools. Dave, you're first.
North Carolina.
North Carolina is correct, but the alma mater of both Ed Davis and Anton Jameson. John.
Now I go?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Utah.
Utah is correct, both DeLon Wright and Jakob Poeltl, of course. Back to Dave. You guys are tied at one. No strikes for either of you yet.
University of California.
That is incorrect. That is your first strike, Dave. Back over to John.
Can't decide which way I want to go in my brain here. Let's go back by time.
Need an
UCLA. Sorry, UCLA.
UCLA is incorrect.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
That's okay.
You know what I meant to say originally? The University of Southern California.
Hey! It took you three tries to get the major Pac-12 school that DeMar DeRozan went to. Glad someone finally did it. 2-1. You're both at one strike. Back to you, John. Is that typing I hear?
That's me thinking.
Okay. You're an audible thinker. I like it.
Yeah. So we had...
This is some embarrassing shit, John. Come on.
Who's on the team now? I forgot.
Oh my god. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... John, that is your second strike. Come on. Dave, it's over to you. You're on one strike. You have 2 points. You can...
Michigan State.
Michigan State is correct. Of course, the school of Morris Peterson. He won a national championship there with Mateen Cleaves, among other people. John, I'm terrified to say it, but back to you.
Just give it to him. He's going to go further than I am.
You can still, throw out guesses. There's lots of schools and lots of players that have yet to be named.
Yeah, there is. You're certainly right about that.
Oh, my God. 5.
Kentucky.
Kentucky is incorrect. Congratulations, Dave. You have won 3-1, but we're all losers here, really. The schools that were missed: Indiana for OG Anunoby, literally the guy that was just drafted 6 months ago. New Mexico State for Pascal Siakam. Washington, Terrence Ross. Roy Hibbert went to Georgetown. Charlie Villanueva was a UConn player. Oklahoma State for Joey Graham. BYU for Hafa Arujo. Georgia Tech, Chris Bosh. Missouri for Kareem Rush. Villanova for Michael Bradley. UMass for Marcus Camby and Arizona for Damon Stoudemire were the other answers. I don't even know what to say right now, guys. John, what do you have to say for yourself, first of all?
Well, I didn't really prepare for this, and I'm not good at trivia. And college basketball is for stupid people.
Fair enough, I guess. Dave, do you have any words? I mean, you can't really taunt or anything. This is like winning the Raptors-Heat series in 2016.
This was the toilet bowl, and again, I think I'm gonna, as what I said originally, I may need to drink a beer before the next round. We might end up missing up.
Oh boy! Well, you are moving on to the next round, and we are now set with the Bargs region. Totally set with all four matchups for the Sweet 16. We have Josh Thunberg against Lucas Han, who I'll remind you guys at least, Lucas Han is a Clippers fan who does not watch the Raptors or know much about the Raptors and still won a trivia round and got way more points than you guys did. So Josh Thunberg and Lucas are going to be in the 1-8 matchup. It's a 12-13 matchup in the round of 16 between Dave and Jake Goldsby. Justin Rowan will take on Cashton Fitzsimons, who is probably the favorite at this point considering his first round performance. He was excellent. And it's Dan Grant against Katie Heindel in the bottom, the 2-7 matchup in the Bargs region. Still lots of slots to fill over in the Mike James region. Still four more matchups. We'll get to those tomorrow. Or next week, whenever the hell I find the will to do this again after this has beaten the life out of me. Guys, thanks, I guess. Congrats to Dave, I suppose. Dave, just like watch some games or like read some stuff before next week, I guess. You have a chance at redemption here, and I hope you take advantage of it, and I hope you learn from this debacle. John, I don't know. Thanks. Thanks for coming on. Do you have anything you'd like to plug, John?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John Godes. That's JohnGaudes. Writing at Raptors HQ. The only reason I come on these things is to promote my stuff. So as long as we can work that in.
You can listen to the post-trade deadline episode I did with John last week, in which John shared a lot more knowledge than he did today. So that's good, I guess.
Forget about the past. We're in the present. Best Raptors team ever.
This is true.
Anything before this year.
This is true. maybe next year John can redeem himself. Probably not, but we'll see. Guys, thanks for coming on. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the third day of action of the Lockdown Raptors Andre Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. Apologies, there wasn't quite as much drama as there was last week with multiple sudden deaths and late comebacks and all that stuff. But hey, you can't script this stuff. It just happens. I'm sure we'll get lots more drama as we go deeper into the tournament. And speaking of next week, we have four more matchups. We're going to have William Liu against at Jordan M14. We have Sirit Sohi against John Naguib, the guy that John was supposed to play today. We have Vivek Jacob against At Chew On This. And we have Joseph Cacharo against Mick B. Peter. At Mick B. Peter. His name is Peter. I screwed that up last week. I apologize to Peter. But those will be the matchups next week. Until then, you can subscribe, rate, review the podcast on iTunes. Please leave a rating or review, all that good stuff. It takes no time at all. It makes me happy. It strokes my ego and all that good stuff. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again with another episode tomorrow. And pray for John Godes, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.